I love old buildings, whether or not they're perfectly preserved. My idea of a great Sunday is to tromp around Old Sturbridge Village, which is an early New England town that was one of the first living history museums. Photographer Lorna Simpson also fell for an old place, a historic house, actually two historic houses separated in time by a century. She made a video that takes us inside those houses, showing recreations of life as the original inhabitants might have lived it in each. Jonathan Mitchell watched Simpson's video and wondered why nothing particularly historic seems to be going on.
Okay, we're watching Corridor. There are two video projections, side by side. On the right is an empty bathroom. It looks like it's a modernist home from about, I'd say, 1960. And on the left is a farmhouse from about 1860. And in the farmhouse is an African-American woman putting on an apron. She's about to do some chores. And she exits the frame. And as she exits, we see a second woman appearing in the frame of the 1960 image, dressed in a pink nightgown, and she's looking in the bathroom mirror. We don't hear any location sounds. We just hear a mix of two different pieces of music on the soundtrack as we see the woman putting on makeup, rubbing it into her hands, her nose, cheeks, chin, neck.
Corridor started as a piece in my mind of having someone play a dual role from two different time periods.
That's the artist Lorna Simpson. In her 14-minute video installation, Corridor, we watched two women inhabiting each of two period homes side by side, going through the mundane rituals of their daily lives. The piece premiered in 2003 at the Western Massachusetts Museum Mass MoCA, which commissioned the work.
I was invited to participate in an exhibition that was a collaboration between Mass MoCA and the Society for the Preservation of New England Antiquities. And as part of that collaboration, they asked that artists work with their collection. Their collection consists of kind of doodads and objects that people donate, dishware, tchotchkes, all sorts of things, which I found kind of boring and uninteresting. But what I did find to be really interesting were the homes that they had, and one was the Coffin House, which is kind of mid-1700s, but its decor is 1860s, and the Walter Gropius home in Lincoln, Mass., whose decor is really kind of late 50s, early 60s.
The Coffin House is a brown farmhouse. It's darkly lit with small windows for natural light. And in Simpson's piece, it's lit mostly by candlelight, even during the daylight hours. In contrast, the Gropius House is a modernist house with white walls and large windows, and it's filled with natural light. And though the two homes have distinctly different feels, both are evocative and beautiful and meticulously framed and lit. And the women Simpson depicts living in them don't represent the actual women who lived in these actual houses. Rather, these houses served as ready-made sets, each representing its respective time period. These time periods are significant to Simpson, not for what is happening, but what is about to happen. 1860 was just before the emancipation of the slaves, and 1960 was just before the Civil Rights Movement.
So I choose to kind of show two historical periods on the cusp of when two really big things happen, but I choose to show where nothing is happening, nothing is going on.
We see both of these characters isolated in those moments. They're existing in them alone. And that ultimately is probably how history enacts itself, right?
That's Thelma Golden. She's the chief curator at the Studio Museum in Harlem and has written about Lorna Simpson and curated showings of her work.
The title of the piece, Corridor, obviously relates to a physical space, but I think it's also about the idea of passage. You know, she creates a corridor between one history to another that allow us, of course, to understand the similarities, but also to see the great movement.
That movement is from one set of circumstances to another. But at first, the circumstances of the two women are a mystery. The viewer is left to discern who these women are from their actions. The woman in 1860 seems to be a servant, but the woman in 1960 conveys a sense of ownership of her environment. At one point, we see her picking up a phone. She begins talking, but we don't hear what she's saying. We just hear the music on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Thelma Golden.
We don't hear what she's saying, but we see her body language. We see her engaging in the call, but also taking in the view. We see the arms fold somewhat protectively. I mean, we get little clues about what it might be, but no real indication. What was she talking about? Who was she talking to?
Yeah. And then you see in the next scene, she's sitting at a dinner table with an empty chair across from her.
So was the conversation an argument? Was it, you know, with the person who should be in the chair?
And what I think is interesting about that is in the 1960 image, there seems to be a narrative. You know, this thing happens, then another thing happens as a result. Whereas in the 1860 image, she's just doing these mundane tasks.
Mundane, but also I think equally as profound, because it indicates to you what that life would have been.
And because it's the same actress playing both roles, it's like this could have been the same woman, and look how different their lives are.
Look at this and look and imagine what you're seeing in these two black women moving in those spaces, moving somewhat poetically and profoundly in those spaces. And what does that mean? What does that feel like? What are they thinking? What are they thinking?
For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.
You can view images from Lorna Simpson's Corridor at studio360.org.